New Orleans.
Okay, and what state is that in?
Oh, boy. New Orleans, Louisiana.
Mm-hmm. Do you know any other cities in Louisiana off the top of your head? There's New Orleans, there's...
Right off the top of my head, let me think now. I think where that is. Can't think of any.
Deep south next to Texas, there's Shreveport, and there's one other major city there. There's Shreveport, New Orleans, and there's...
Shreveport, New Orleans, I should know it. I haven't taught school for a while, but I've forgotten it.
Mm-hmm. I was looking for Baton Rouge.
Oh, yeah, sure, sure.
Is that how you would say that?
I never said it because I couldn't pronounce it.
Oh, really?
But I think that sounds the way people say it, mostly.
Could you repeat it for me?
Baton Rouge?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a French word. And it's, some people make fun of it and call it red stick.
Oh, really?
Well, rouge is red.
Yeah. That's what it would mean, wouldn't it? Oh, be darned.
What is the, there's, what are, do you know the three major cities in the U.S.? The three biggest cities?
Oh, probably New York.
Mm-hmm.
Someplace in California, let's see.
Mm-hmm.
What is the big one in California? Sacramento? No, I know.
That's the capital.
Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. And the third one? It's in
probably Chicago.
Yep.
Okay.
Do you know... This has been tough for me to get. The city in Ohio that's the most southern.
Southern city in Ohio?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy, where's Ohio? Let me think.
It's between Michigan and Kentucky.
Yeah.
And this city is the most southern. And it's the home of a couple sports teams, the Reds. I've had the hardest time doing this. It's Cincinnati.
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Nobody out here gets
that's
that.
That's the silliest thing.
I know.
We're all busy thinking about the Broncos, darn them.
I know. What is the state? There's another state I want to find. It's, if you were driving eastward, it's the one before Kansas. So there's Colorado, Kansas, and working backwards.
All right. I see Colorado, Kansas. No, not Nebraska. It's sunny city now. Colorado, Kansas, Nebraska.
That's a little up.
That's north, isn't
it? The one I'm thinking of is the home of St. Louis.
Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the time of day that typically people get up in the morning, in the day that when people get up is called what?
Morning or a.m.
Okay. If you're going to talk about going to Denver, do you say up or down or over, or how do you say that?
I guess I say up to Denver.
Going up to Denver?
Or down to Denver, let me think.
Okay.
In a way it's down because it's lower altitude.
Right.
In a way it's up because it's a little more north and east. East, that's right.
Yeah, a little east.
I guess it's further north.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's further north, definitely.
I don't know, sometimes I say go down to Denver, sometimes we say let's go up to Denver.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I think down is what we usually say.
Okay, that makes sense. Huh. Everywhere's down from here, though.
Yeah, that's it.
I heard there's no cities in the United States that are at a higher altitude than Leadville. Is that true?
There's one that claims to be.
Oh, really?
I know, I've forgotten whether that's Breckenridge or... It's supposed to be 4 feet one way or another. I think it's Breckenridge.
Okay, well.
I'm not sure.
I think you should dispute it till the end. What about, if you're going to talk about going a short distance?
Little ways?
Okay, and what about a long distance? I'm going